Ladies and gentlemen, acknowledging the economic devastation that has been caused by the response to the coronavirus outbreak, the Pope today signaled that this actually is a huge opportunity, a great chance for us all to reinvest in a new economy that is a green one and one that is more equitable and less capitalistic. Francis denounced the perverse economic model that allowed the wealthy to exploit the poor and turn the earth into an immense pile of filth. Well, this is not entirely new rhetoric coming from the Pope, but it's important to call this out because this is cover fire for what's actually going on at the state and local levels and around the world, and that is that people are doing exactly that. Governor Inslee, who is a slime ball, if you will allow me to say so, and who you may remember from a very recent report on this, the Ice Age Farmer broadcast, is forcing small producers to let their crops rot in the fields, including apples, his state's most profitable crop. It doesn't matter. We're just going to tear this state apart. That's what he does. It was also he who last week announced that people who don't comply with the orders to field all their information to contact tracers, to give their IDs to restaurants as they reopen, right? All of these totalitarian measures for complete data collection and complete violation of any privacy. He says, if you're not willing to give us the answers, if you're not willing to take our coronavirus tests, and what that means is soon, if you're not willing to take our vaccines, then we will literally not allow you out of your house. In his words, quote, we will attach to these families a support person who will check in to see what they need on a daily basis. And if they can't get someone else to do their grocery shopping, the state will be there to provide for them. Or translated, therefore, those individuals that refuse to cooperate with the contact tracers, or refuse testing, or refuse vaccines, those individuals will not be allowed to leave their homes to purchase basic necessities such as groceries or prescriptions. So, A, this is a completely ridiculous thing to hear from a governor. I mean, this can only be a sign that the second wave, or Pandemic 2, as Bill Gates is now openly calling it, coming, is on its way, and it will merit this kind of a response. It's not until we actually hit that second wave that this kind of a thing doesn't just seem completely insane. So that tells us that the second wave is going to be significant enough to warrant this kind of discussion. But it also is also a indication that the state is completely willing to use food as a weapon. This is also not a surprise to us, but it's the first time that he says, look, I'm not going to let you go get groceries unless you give me your information. You're not going to go out to eat at a restaurant unless you hand over your driver's license to them, and they're compelled to give it to me just so that they can reopen their business. So he's openly threatening you with starvation and with force and with economic siege at the restaurant level to comply with these totalitarian measures that they're taking. But that's not all. This week, true to the Pope's cover fire that he's providing, everybody needs to rebuild the green economy, Inslee announced a 1.5 trillion, with a T, green stimulus plan around the coronavirus. And they're just conflating these two things, hoping you don't notice. It's called a stimulus plan because we need to survive this economic depression that we're in now. But no, it's actually the Green New Deal wrapped up in a new packaging here and called a stimulus bill because everyone wants to pass a stimulus bill, especially if we're all hurting in the worst economic depression in American history, and that's where we are now. People don't appreciate that yet, but we need to know our backs are up against the wall, and he's now creating this plan, which is only going to give incentives to people who toe the party line on climate change. And in their own words, we need to jumpstart our economy, and we need to get it moving in the right direction, that direction being away from fossil fuels.
This has always been an economic opportunity. But it is such a no-brainer at this moment with the COVID crisis that has precipitated this enormous economic challenge. And we should not miss an opportunity to understand the economic necessity of this. And we should not be intimidated when people say, oh, you can't use this COVID crisis, you know, to peddle a solution to climate change. No, we have to recognize the necessity of this moment. that this will allow us to rebuild our economy and jumpstart it. It was a necessity before the COVID crisis. It is an absolute requirement now to rebuild our economy. And we shouldn't be intimidated by Republicans about this.
This kind of economic withholding from certain parts of the economy and only giving funding, only giving stimulus to the parts of the economy that meet their agenda and that serve to further enslave the population is also not new. In fact, the EU, the ECB, the European Central Bank, announced openly, again, this is last year, announcing that, but also Lagarde has been talking about this for a couple years now, the ECB, European Central Bank, must make climate a central pillar of its economic policy, of its financial motivations. European lawmakers have endorsed a parliamentary resolution calling on the ECB to assess how can the bank help our climate policies, aiming to put bond purchases and support from the ECB, again, towards green policies and away from petrochemical economy. 61% of these corporate bond purchases take place in sectors that are responsible for the greenhouse gas emissions. We can't be financing this with a clean conscience, says Lagarde. We got to take the money away from these people now that we've made them completely dependent on these stimuluses. And so this is what Inslee is implementing in Washington with his $1.5 trillion coronavirus stimulus plan. We're only going to give money to the people that toe the party line. It's just like the social credit score. If you don't do your contact tracing, then we're not going to let you go out to eat. We're not going to let you get groceries. This is the same thing, but applied at a much larger and financial level. If you don't make a green business, and if you're not eating crickets out of a robotic insect farm, then we're not going to give you funds. So that's what's going on here. And I just want to remember that this is truly the wolves removing their sheep's masks and showing themselves to be what they really are. When you see Governor Inslee saying, yeah, we just destroyed the entire economy, forget our apple crop, not a big deal, but this is a terrific opportunity to make sure that we get climate change. Well, you can tell that, in fact, these two agendas have the entire time been one and the same, perpetrated by the same people, these Fabian socialists, these totalitarian, transhumanist-chasing technocrats who are trying to enslave everybody. If Inslee is out there making the case that this is an opportunity for climate change to get a front row seat in all things that are rebuilding the economy, then Governor Cuomo in New York is taking a slightly different tack, going for the gold star of the Screen New Deal, as it's being called, complete panopticon totalitarian surveillance state as imagined, and it is now being openly implemented by the billionaire technocrats, Eric Schmidt, Bill Gates himself. So here we go. Critics are slamming Cuomo's plan to reimagine the state of New York's schools with the Bill Gates Foundation. As The Guardian hears from Business Insider, former Google CEO Eric Schmidt has now left Alphabet completely as he's taking on more government work. He's got super deep connections to the DoD. He's taking on government projects like military technology, AI, and COVID-19 response. That is a nice way of putting dressing on the fact that this guy is now openly taking over the data from everything in the state of New York. I'll get there in a second. From The Guardian, Cuomo is now letting billionaires run New York City and New York State's future. It doesn't have to be this way. From the opinion piece, last week, Cuomo announced that Bill Gates would be responsible for reimagining New York's education system and that Eric Schmidt, former Alphabet CEO, would be leading a panel planning New York's post-COVID tech infrastructure. Or, again, complete surveillance state being implemented in every way. As Naomi Klein described it as the pandemic shock doctrine, or what I've described as, it's just a bum rush across all vectors of this agenda. Everything is pushing forward as quickly as possible. Things are being implemented that have been prepared for decades, for centuries. And it's all rushing forward now while people have been locked at home and don't have time or the brain to respond to it, especially now that they're just trying to make ends meet in a broken economy. So you can see how this is all flowing together. These, as she points out, these two billionaires have disastrous records in precisely the areas of public policy that they're being tapped to lead. But never mind that. It doesn't matter that they're constant failures. We're going to fail forward. We're going to fail even bigger this time. That's what communism is all about, right? Gates Foundation was doing Common Core. Schmidt has been just a terrible surveillance state envisioned, just gave up on making Toronto his smart city. Schmidt has been pushing the smart cities for a long time, and like I said, working with Toronto to try and implement it there, although he just pulled out of that contract. A more detailed piece of it than The Guardian's opinion piece is here by The Intercept, again, the Screen New Deal. Under this cover of the mass death and this threat of the pandemic, Cuomo is calling in the billionaires to build, to openly plan in front of everyone and implement a new high-tech dystopia. We are ready and we are all in. We are aggressive and ambitious about the changes in front of us. This is what he is saying as he enlists Google CEO Eric Schmidt to come in and take over implementing the Screen New Deal. Far more high tech. This is going to be an integration with hospitals, with doctors' offices, with restaurants, with everything, collecting data and from within your house as well, right? So it's a future where our homes are not personal spaces with privacy anymore. Instead, now they are, because of high-speed digital connectivity, our schools, our doctors' offices, our gyms, and if the state wants it to be this way, they become our jails. Everything is delivered via drone or driverless cars. There's no cash. All of these things have been imagined for a couple of years now, but now, under the cover of the pandemic, well, we'll just hire Eric Schmidt, put him in charge of New York State, roll it all out. Let's just get it done. We're aggressive. We're New Yorkers. Can you believe the gall that they have as they just implement these totalitarian technocratic ideas? New York State, quote, is being positioned as the gleaming showroom for this grim future. And at the center of it all is Eric Schmidt, who, well before we even understood the threat of COVID-19, had been aggressively lobbying about the Black Mirror vision of society that Cuomo has now just empowered him to build. At the heart of this vision is a seamless integration of government with Silicon Valley giants, with the schools, hospitals, like I said, all these things, and military that he's now working with the DOD on, all outsourcing to big tech, all of this AI. It's a vision Eric Schmidt had been advancing in his roles already as chair of the Defense Innovation Board, which advises the DOD on using AI in the military, and also as chair of the powerful National Security Commission on AI, or NSCAI. Ladies and gentlemen, you may remember, briefly, I just want to mention that the Pentagon just took this program live, where they started requiring retail establishments to give all of their grocery transaction data over to a system that is basically, it is exactly a weapons AI platform for the military. It's called the Joint All-Domain Command and Control System. And this is one of the data sets, along with a bunch of other military data, that's now being plugged in. So the JAIC, who's behind this product, is one of the child subgroups of the NSC, the National Security Council on AI, that Eric Schmidt is working with. So this is part of his work. This is a brainchild. And when we see the DOD integrating retail grocery transactions down to the individual customer into their military weapons system, and when we see Cuomo tapping Eric Schmidt to deploy this totalitarian surveillance state across New York, this is him building that empire, building that AI in response, claiming to do it in response to China and Russia doing the same thing. And but even if that's true, this is just not the future that we want to walk into. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot let them deploy this kind of technology and gain total information awareness and fire up AIs that are working at anti-human goals. Here from Mint Press News is a little bit more about how the U.S. national security state is using coronavirus to fulfill an Orwellian vision. Last year, a government body dedicated to examining how AI can address national security and defense needs of the U.S., and that is the NSCAI, with whom Eric Schmidt is working, detailed the structural changes that the economy and society must undergo if we're going to have any technological competition with China. In other words, this is the Dr. Strangelovian AI gap. We're worried about a missile gap. We're worried about an AI gap with China. And if they have better data, then they'll be able to outperform our military. And so it's not about nukes now. It's about data. and it's about building AI systems with Eric Schmidt that get all of the data and then can make decisions based on that. And, you know, briefly, while it looks like China and Russia and the U.S. are military at ends with each other, and there's some truth to that, right? China and U.S. very much on a war stance right now. Just as Apple and Google seem to be competing with iPhones and Android and collecting all the data on users' locations, what we've seen in this coronavirus is that as soon as the narrative changes, as soon as they create a new reality, they just say, well, now we need to work together for contact tracing, and we're going to take all of the iPhone data and all of the Android data, and we're going to marry these data sets, and we're going to turn it over to the police. And so it's entirely reasonable to expect that China and Russia and the U.S. could, in the future, given some external crisis, maybe it's the blue beam alien invasion, who knows at this point what card they will pull. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is that it's entirely possible for these three mega systems that are being stood up right now to then be merged into a single global AI with total information awareness around the world. And that is the Ring of Mordor, right, that they're trying to build. I'm not sure who will get to wield it, but it doesn't really matter because it can only be used for the extermination of humanity. Okay, so now we've talked about Eric Schmidt's involvement with the DoD, and let's just look briefly around. I just want to take a look around at a lot of cities, because we've seen this weird thing happen where Seattle permanently closing 20 miles of streets. Oh, because we want residents to be able to exercise on them. There's a good reason, don't worry. We want exercise. And Sony may close streets to vehicles because as part of the reopening plan. No, it's not the shutdown. This is how we reopen, is we shut down the streets. Same thing in Calgary and in Winnipeg. And in Tampa, closing streets. Why? To help restaurants. We're from the government. We're here to help. San Jose, we're going to allow for outdoor dining because restaurants need more space. So we'll close the streets just to help. We're going to close those streets for a while. Oakland has closed the streets to the traffic because we need to help out with social distancing. People need more room to walk. So we're going to close down our city perpetually for the rest of time. Same thing in New York. We need to fight the problem parks where it was too difficult to social distance. So we'll just close down the streets and then you can walk wherever you want. Nashville doing the same thing. You see, this is happening at cities around, in fact, not just in the US, around the world. They're shutting down the city centers and forming these, I mean, it's just the cores of the smart cities where vehicular traffic is no longer allowed. You don't do this organically. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have cities across the world all decide within a period of weeks that they will start shutting down hundreds of miles of their central streets and completely change the way the entire city works. That doesn't happen at that many cities unless it was planned in advance, unless there was a template that was crafted and shipped out to all of these collaborators, all of these enemies of humanity, and they're implementing that template in each of their respective cities. That's the only way that you get that kind of motion across this many municipalities and on that speed. So it's very clear that Inslee and the Pope know that they want to destroy the economy and then only give the new dollars to green businesses. It's very clear that Schmidt wants to build smart cities. He's been working on it for a decade now. And now he's been enlisted by Cuomo to roll it out. It's very clear that these technocrats, these powers that be, have planned this in advance. There's a lot of evidence of the pandemic, but when you see that kind of coordinated effort rolling out at cities across the world, it's blatantly obvious that this was all done in advance and that we are witnessing the implementation of a predetermined plan, the rollout, the execution on the agenda that we've been studying. And it's not enough to study it anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to fight it. And we can't just fight it by responding to what we see, because even if we're responding in real time, like I said, they've already got this planned in advance, so there's several steps ahead. We need to divorce ourselves from what they're planning and start using our imaginations and start thinking of our own reality and building that. And so that's my charge for you today, is to go out and build great things. It's very clear what's going on right now. I hope I've made that clear in these previous slides. There is some good news as well. I also want to mention the Wyoming state. This is a state law that was passed to carve out an exception from the USDA regulations and say if you're selling straight from farmer to informed consumer, then that's called, that's a special exception to this. HB 0155. And that means the Food Freedom Act is now amended so that the USDA doesn't have to get involved. We can have farmers selling directly to consumers, which means we don't have to see those math euthanizations going on. And sometimes it was not even as nice as euthanizing. So this was a hugely important step, and I'd love to see, especially at the state level, it's awesome. I'd love to see other states passing similar things, which is why I lifted this amendment and put the language and put it over here on thevictoryseed.org/law. And you can see exactly how easy, how simple this language is. Not a lot of complicated legalese. You don't even really need a lawyer to cut through. That's all we're doing is cutting the red tape and saying, here, it's an animal share. If it's directly from farmer to consumer, no one else needs to get involved. We're carving out this meat is delivered pursuant to an animal share. You shall not have any of your regulations on that. And although there was another amendment down here that I've added in South Dakota, unfortunately this one didn't pass, but it was proposed, and it struck language that required children to get immunizations in order to attend public schools. And it replaced that language with new verbiage that said no one should ever be required to get any vaccinations or any procedures in order to engage public health, you know, public services. This is a insult to personal medical sovereignty, and it's not going to be. We will not abide that. So these were some good legal progress that I wanted to share, and that's why I've highlighted them here on thevictoryseed.org, so that you can take this, whether to your state or your county or your city or at any of these levels. Make sure you're working with a sheriff who understands what's going on and who will stand ready to defend the rights of his constituents rather than bend to the will of unconstitutional orders from the feds or from tyranny like Governor Inslee. It's just insane what's going on right now. But we're seeing that the fight is happening. There are states pushing back and local areas that are opening up against the advice and the orders of their governors. And Supreme Courts that are stepping in and calling some of these things unconstitutional. So the friction is beginning to happen here. And again, I unfortunately think that's why there will be a second wave that they're openly already talking about to further codify some of these horrible responses. Another website, Florida Farm to You, flfarmtoyou.fdacs.gov, is a site stood up by the Florida state government to help, to help directly connect farmers and producers to consumers so that we can eliminate some of that food waste that we've been reading far too much about. So ladies and gentlemen, these are just a couple examples of things that are moving in the right direction in spite of this just avalanche, this onslaught of pushing their agenda forward. And I hope these are helpful examples. But again, stepping back, it's going to take more than just responding to what they've planned in advance. We will need to separate from what they're building and imagine something completely new, something that empowers us all and feeds us with abundant food in regenerative ways and it doesn't fall into this fake scarcity mindset that they are trying to engineer with their food shortages and their CO2 nonsense. So it's a pretty big bit to swallow today, so to speak. And I thank you for watching. I thank you for spreading the word about what's going on and certainly for taking action because, again, awareness of these agendas and the fact that they're moving forward rapidly is not enough. We're going to have to fight this if we want to see the other side. And we're all going to have to do whatever it is that we can, given our unique experiences in life and skill sets and things we've done in the past. All of us have something different to bring to the table right now to get these people off our backs. And it's going to take us all. So please, start fighting today. Thanks for watching. Let's go build great things. And be well, folks.